Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WBAA News. I'm your host, Ben Thorpe. This week, our guest is Crawfordsville Mayor Todd Barton. Mayor, thanks as always for taking time to spend with us today.
Thank you. It's good to be here as always.
I want to start today, as I often do now, by asking about some of the latest developments announced in Crawfordsville. It looks like last week, Weaver Popcorn Hybrids announced it would relocate to Crawfordsville, making a roughly $15 million investment. Talk to me about this move.
Oh, an exciting move. And we're excited about having them here. They've always been in the community, but they had really outgrown their current facility and it was very dated. They knew that they needed to remain competitive. They needed a much larger, robust facility. And so, this will encompass part of their manufacturing process, but will also be their R&D facility and really their show place. So when they're bringing clients in from around the world, they'll bring them to this new campus that they're going to create on the north side of Crawfordsville. And, the way they explained to us is that the markets overseas for their product are growing rapidly in places like Europe and Africa. So the rest of the world's discovering popcorn, I guess. But, they're creating genetically engineered or they're genetic seeds that are adaptable to those different growing environments. So Crawfordsville will play a critical part of that. And I think it fits very nicely with what we've already done in the Commerce Park with several R&D projects there already.
And what does this mean for new jobs in the region?
Yeah, it's not a high number of jobs, so they'll be transferring those existing jobs and adding a few along the way. But down the road, it really could have a potential impact as they grow their operations here. So this is one of those projects where you're kind of laying the groundwork for what could happen down the road many years from now.
Next month, we're going to see the groundbreaking for an extension of the Purple Heart Parkway. Maybe talk to me about that project and why it's so important to the region.
Well, I would describe that project as transformational. And if you think about what's happening on the south side of Crawfordsville, and it's where we've seen most of our growth, that project alone will open up around 1,000 acres for new development. And new development in terms of retail, commercial, single-family residential, multifamily residential. I mean, there's really kind of room for everything to kind of fit into that once it's completed. So Purple Heart Parkway, from State Route 47 to 231 has been, I would call it phenomenally successful, really opened up the south side, relieved a lot of our traffic issues that we had. And now we're going to extend it from 231 all the way over to Ladoga Road. So we're super excited about that. That was a project we had included in our Ready One application. We were part of the 180 Alliance. So part of that's being funded with Ready dollars. The rest is being split between the city and Montgomery County. So huge project, and we've been on a very aggressive timeline with that project. So it will break ground here in just another week or two and is scheduled to be completed by the end of this year. So that's pretty aggressive when it comes to building an entire new roadway. But we realize the importance of it because everything else hinges on that. So when we talk about new retail development and new housing development, it all comes back to this Purple Heart Parkway project. So we need to move it forward and do it well and do it quickly.
That was what I was going to ask. I mean, is this something that is opening the city up to, more expansion and more development?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, this project is really the centerpiece of, I can't even tell you how many projects, in terms of single family and multifamily and retail. So, everything kind of hinges on this, and that's why we've pushed so hard on the timeline and chose to fund it this way rather than like an NDOT LPA project. Timing is really, really important on this project. So, and that included, clearing of land that's already started that had to be done before April 1st. So everything stayed on track for this year. So many different projects are hinging on this one particular roadway extension.
Mayor, I want to pivot here and ask you, we're seeing a lot of cities preparing for the total solar eclipse that is due here at the beginning of April. And I have right in front of me, I've pulled up the map on kind of NASA's website that shows you the path of totality. I zoomed it all of the way in, and I can't tell, is Crawfordsville within it or it's right on the line here? Are you going to be able to be part of kind of this total solar eclipse that we're about to see?
Well, our understanding is that the city is within that totality, and if you go just outside the city to the northwest, it's not totally in. So we're basically right on the line. And for us, I mean, we're trying to prepare, but I think ultimately we have to admit we don't totally know what to expect, right? I mean, being on the periphery, on the edge, could mean that there are a lot of people coming from, let's say, northwest Indiana and, you know, points beyond that, who want to experience the totality. So we could have some traffic issues. We could have a large influx of people. You know, we've tried to learn from other areas who've gone through similar, you know, eclipses, and they all tell us that traffic was their overwhelming problem. Traffic, the cell phone towers were overloaded, all kinds of things like that. So we're trying to be as open and thinking through this as we can, and we're going to have to just be nimble that day. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, I've had several people ask, why don't we just close all city offices? And I think my reaction has just been, well, I think we're going to have to be here, be engaged, and be nimble to adjust to whatever's thrown our way that day.
Yeah. So, you know, another city that is kind of right on the cusp here, Frankfurt, I know that they have planned a lot in the way of kind of events. The mayor there has talked about kind of planning for an influx in tourism. I know that they have delayed their city council meeting. You know, is there anything on that level that you're starting to look towards in terms of, oh, could we see a boost to the local economy during this day?
Well, we think we will, and we have planned several events. I know there are quite a few events going on here locally, you know, viewing type events, if you will, and you know, businesses are prepared. I think we've had that discussion with them about, you know, making sure they're prepared for an influx of visitors and increased business that day. So I think from that perspective, I mean, the Visitors Bureau here and our tourism folks have done a really nice job of preparing people for several months. So everybody should be prepared on that front. It just creates a different dynamic because we're used to large events and traffic, but you're dealing with one event and one location, right? And this could be the entire community. So it's not like, you know, an event where police can direct traffic out of that event and move things along. If it's kind of happening everywhere, that creates a very different situation. So that's really the challenge for us, is making sure we kind of think through that. But the experience we've heard from other communities is that, you know, it may take you an hour to get there and it may take you 3 or 4 hours to leave, kind of thing. But we did also move our city council meeting to the next day, just because we didn't want to run into issues with traffic and people can't get to the meeting and things like that.
Yeah. That is our time for today. Mayor Barton, thanks so much for being with us. You can find this program at our website, WBAA.org, along with an archive of our shows with the mayors of Lafayette, West Lafayette, Crawfordsville, and Frankfort. Send us your questions to ask@WBAA.org. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of the day.